Let's talk today about the problems that many of you have with starting to speak in English. It's quite common to get stuck being able to understand English quite well, but you just can't speak it. Is that where you are? You can understand English, but you can't speak. If so, today's podcast gives you some ideas, some advice on how to move forward with your English speaking. Hello, I'm Hilary and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. So one of the things that happens when you listen to spoken English, like the Adept English podcast, you get much, much better at understanding English. You get well beyond that stage of having to translate into the stage where you can easily understand much of what's being said. You can just let the English flow over you and you understand most of it. There may be the odd word you don't understand. And in podcasts, I try to anticipate which words might be difficult and give you a spelling and an explanation for these, like anticipate. A-N-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-E. And if you anticipate something, you expect it, you look for it. But the point is that when you're doing all of this, your brain stays thinking in English. So understanding is increased massively just by listening. And if you've been listening to the Adept English podcast for a while, you'll know this for yourself. You'll know that your understanding of English improves dramatically through listening. And this listening prepares the ground for speaking English too. But there's that step to speaking that takes a little bit more work. And not having made that step, well, that's why people get stuck at this stage. So let's talk about how you do that. All of us language learners have had that horrible experience of being in a live situation with someone who speaks English or French or Mandarin or whatever language it is you're trying to learn. And we try to speak and our brain freezes. We just can't find the words in time. And we all remember this as a bad experience. And this perhaps interferes, stops our want to speak English. It's awkward. It's embarrassing if this happens. And we feel we don't want to have a go at speaking English. Well, this is the discomfort. This is the difficulty that you must find ways to get past. In the early days when my sister had first moved to France, I hadn't worked at all on my French. It came from my school days and it was unpracticed. But she used to say to me that I was much better at speaking French when I'd had a couple of drinks, meaning when I'd had alcohol. I got over my embarrassment and had a go at speaking French anyway. Of course, I wasn't speaking perfect French, or necessarily even mediocre French, but I was at last speaking some French instead of just staying silent. So that being prepared to have a go is critical, very, very important. How are you ever going to learn speaking if you avoid doing it? Now, the reason why I was better at French when I'd had a couple of drinks, alcohol removes what we call inhibition. That's I-N-H-I-B-I-T-I-O-N. And our inhibition is those feelings which stop us, which prevent us from doing something in case we feel embarrassed or awkward. Now, I'm not suggesting for a minute that achieving fluency has to involve alcohol. The point is more that the alcohol had the benefit of lessening my inhibition. And we language learners must find other ways to lessen our inhibitions so that we can practice speaking English, or French, or German, or Mandarin. So I wanted to share with you today a voice recording that we at Adept English received just before Christmas. It comes from a lady in Germany called Melanie, and we loved receiving this recording because it shows someone having a go, and it made us smile because it's so genuine. You send us lots of emails giving us your appreciation for the podcast and the courses, telling us about your English language learning journey. And your emails are lovely. But it was really nice to actually hear one of our students speaking English. So I asked Melanie for her permission to use her voice note recording in our podcast so that you can listen to it too. Here it is.
Dear Hilary, I like your podcast very much and I'm very pleased that I discovered it 8 months ago, and thank you so much. It's very helpful, and I've tried to speak English during the day, but it's very, it's very difficult for me because I don't know so much typical words in our house, for example. If I want to speak about the bathroom, there is a basket for the waste, and I don't know the right word. And And I would be happy about themes about the daily routines and about things in our houses and so on. And perhaps you can record some podcasts about your daily life and what you are doing the whole day in your house, perhaps. Thank you very much.
Now, in the spirit of having a go, I thought that this voice recording deserved a reply. I can speak a bit of German, again from way back when I was in school, so I recorded a reply. My German is rusty. That means I haven't used it for a long time, so I did need to look up a couple of words. But this recording now is me having a go in German. My German doesn't flow like this without a little bit of preparation, but I remember enough to make myself understood, I think. If you speak German, you can judge for yourself. Here it is.
Hallo Melanie, danke für Ihre Sprachnotiz. Wir haben es geliebt, Sie zu hören, und Sie haben uns zum Lächeln gebracht. Es gibt diese Momente, in denen Adept English sehr lohnend ist. Das ist auch eine gute Idee für einen Podcast. Es gibt viele Möglichkeiten. Ich könnte durch mein Haus gehen und die Wörter für Alltagsgegenstände verwenden. Das war ein neues Wort für mich, Alltagsgegenstände. Es war schön, Sie Englisch sprechen zu hören. Schön Englisch auch. Und jetzt versuche ich, mit Ihnen Deutsch zu sprechen. Ich habe viele Schwierigkeiten mit das. Aber versuchen ist gut. Alles gut für jetzt.
So, I'm sharing these recordings with you to show that it's not important for you to speak perfect English. It is fine if you pause, if you make mistakes, if you mispronounce. Melanie says, wait, quite a few times in her recording. And that's great because she's giving herself time. She's waiting for the words to arrive. And it's just a bit slower because she's speaking English and that's not her native language. I'm sure it doesn't happen when she's speaking German, of course. But everybody listening can understand why she says that, can understand the process. We can identify with Melanie. So be enthused by hearing other people having a go. If you hear people who speak really good English as a second language, they too had to pass through this stage. They were once like you at speaking English. The difference is that they had a go and they carried on having a go. They made themselves continue speaking English. They got over the feelings of awkwardness and embarrassment and they practiced. And little by little, all those hours and hours of listening to spoken English began to be available to the speaking part of their brain, and they became more and more fluent, exactly where you want to be. And if you've done the preparation of lots and lots of listening, and your understanding of the language is good, then the step towards speaking is much shorter. My childminder, that's the lady who looked after my children when I was working and they were too young to go to school, she used to talk about how her son didn't speak English when he was 2 years old. They were worried about him. He clearly understood the words, but he hardly said anything at all. Then, when he was 3 years old, he suddenly started to speak in full sentences, and they stopped having to worry. He was just unusual in how he learned to speak. But maybe he was doing what you're doing. He was listening and listening and listening and storing up all kinds of words and vocabulary. And then once he'd decided he was ready to speak, he got going really quickly. No waiting around for him, straight to full sentences. It was just waiting for him to make that decision to start to speak. So maybe it's time for you to make that decision to start to speak. Your speaking won't be perfect. You'll make mistakes. You'll pause and speak slowly. You'll have to pause for the words to come. And sometimes you'll forget the right words. But what was so charming and lovely and what touched us about Melanie's recording, she didn't wait until she could speak English perfectly before getting in touch. She didn't practice or do big preparation so that her recording was perfect. She made a recording which reflected her ability to speak English as it was, and she allowed herself to take the time and to wait for the words to come. In English, when something is genuine and spontaneous like this, we call it off the cuff. So thank you, Melanie, for that. We like your genuineness and spontaneity, and we thought allowing other people to hear you speak would be an inspiration to them. Don't forget, if you really want to get busy and do a lot of English language listening, you can go to our website to download hundreds of our podcasts and make a really massive improvement to your English language learning. Go to our website at adeptenglish.com, click on our courses page and build your own mega bundle. That means a big, big bundle or selection of podcasts. And you can choose which ones you want to download. Every language learner needs a bundle of Adept English podcasts on their mobile phone so that you can just keep on getting better and better at English with all that listening. And hopefully this podcast will inspire you to get speaking too. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.